All right, coming up on 14 in front of 6 o'clock, running a tad behind for best 5 minutes of the day on a 37-degree Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Request Tuesday. Jason Kahn, Stephen Curtis Chapman, our guest at 8:10 this morning ahead of his Pablo Center concert February 22nd. How about that?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
So what would you like us to ask Stephen Curtis Chapman? Something you always wanted to know.
How has he managed to maintain his youthful, boyish appearance for so long?
There we go. Yes. That's a fun question.
It is. He seems like a fun guy.
You know, it's interesting. I saw a story yesterday. We have one of the 24/7 news channels up, and they were talking about kids are putting these lotions and creams and, like, anti-aging stuff on their face, and they were saying it's not good for them.
Huh.
And so, yeah, that's kind of a thing these days.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I would be surprised if he says that's the secret.
Yeah, I would imagine too.
Mm-hmm.
Probably genetics, I would imagine, has a fair amount to do with it. But
I told you that was one of the nice compliments. One of my friends at our 40th high school reunion is like, "Halvo, you still look the same." So
yeah, that's good. That is a nice compliment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get those compliments.
Reunions and staying, are you still connected with anybody from high school?
Mostly on Facebook. You know, my class was only 52 people, so mostly there. And my class out of Oostburg High has the worst ability to actually plan anything and get together. I don't think we actually had a 20th reunion. I think they did it on the 21st year, and then 25th, I think, was skipped. So we're just not great at stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I think the 40th is the only one I went to. A house party for the 20th the night before, because I had a college thing, and then the 40th, and that's it. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think I only went to 5 and 10.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Well, we've been trying here. We like alliteration, and we're doing. We've kind of gone back a little bit here to some Mental Health Monday, and then tomorrow I want to start something. And you never know. I mean, we're always fluid with this, but I wanted to start Weight Loss Wednesday just because I think it's a topic worth at least lightly touching on, being honest, open, and real about, because I think it touches so many, and it has such an implication for our health. Right?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Definitely has been one of those issues I have wrestled with for probably 35 years at this point. So,
yeah. So anyhow, we'll try to just touch on that. I don't know, whatever may arise.
Okay.
All right. Today we've got 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8.
Yeah, it says, "Finally, all of you should be of one mind. Sympathize with each other. Love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tenderhearted and keep a humble attitude."
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle that verse this way: "I have placed you in a community with other believers. I created you for relationships, but as you know, they can go badly. As you live and worship with others, understand that you seek the same purpose, glorifying me and loving one another. Seek me together. When others suffer, share in their pain. Love them deeply, not merely as acquaintances, but as family. Be kind, gentle, humble, and curious." Let me just compliment you. That's a great paragraph. And, I mean, just the whole thing should be bracketed and, like, taken to heart.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I think it's really, as we try to allow the word to speak, sometimes I feel like I captured it well as I was working through this, and sometimes maybe not as well, but... Yeah, I think even here, there's a lot to take away. I think for me, the loving deeply, being kind, gentle, humble, curious are really something I want to strive to do, and I don't feel like I always do particularly well.
Mm-hmm. So it's Stephen Curtis Chapman's Song Request Tuesday. I've got one listener who's chimed in asking for a song that Caleb did play yesterday. Is there one that you want to hear from him?
One of my favorites always is The Mountain.
Yeah,
from him. So yeah,
very good.
I could always go with that.
And I know you won't complain if I play All About Love. So we'll get that one too.
Of course not. Absolutely.
Thank you, friend.
Sounds good.
There we go, our buddy Jason Kahn's here, WWIB.
Well, less than 2 weeks away now from the big game, the Super Bowl, the 49ers and the Chiefs, and many folks don't care whatsoever about who's playing the game. They're there for the commercials, there for the snacks, and you know when it comes to snacks, The Big Blue Box Store, Walmart, says, hey, we've got you covered, and we're really, really glad there's such a thing as a Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, just speaking, I saw one of the headlines here in our prep material this morning talked about the fact that we spend more time on the food than the game. So,
well, and now, granted, when people actually look at it and say there's only X number of minutes of actual action in a football game, but still, I think it's more about the camaraderie, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm no stranger to enjoying the snacks at the Super Bowl, and here's why Walmart loves it so much. Walmart sells enough hot dog buns the week prior, just the week prior to Super Bowl Sunday, that if lined up end-to-end, those hot dog buns would stretch 2,422 miles.
Wow, drop that around the water tank today, the water cooler, I should say. Did you know that more than 2.5 million pounds or 246 miles of lunch meats will be sold at Walmart prior to Super Bowl Sunday?
Well, you know that now. Walmart will sell enough frozen pizzas to stretch the length of the Grand Canyon. That's nearly 300 miles of frozen pizzas just that week before the big game.
Wow. Yeah. You know, I did pizza. I've told you this before. I did pizza delivery during a Super Bowl for Domino's before. And, I mean, it's huge, the pizza delivery, as well as all those frozen pizzas. How about this one? A Walmart will sell enough Velveeta cheese the week of the Super Bowl to fill an entire Olympic-sized swimming pool.
I really want to see Michael Phelps swimming through that now.
Yeah.
An average Walmart store will sell enough soft drinks that week before the Super Bowl to fill two average-sized swimming pools.
Okay, and finally, let's get out of the pool. More than 2 million pounds of ice are used by consumers during the 3 days leading up to the Super Bowl, which is roughly the weight of 1,000 full-grown elephants.
That's why Walmart loves the Super Bowl.
Tuesday trivia on the Whip Wake Up Show.
Yes, indeed. We've got some great prizes for you. Just heard the ad for it, Remembering Bobby V, a great tribute concert to, again, one of the stars of Days Gone Past. So many wonderful love songs. It'd be a great date night. This concert is coming up this Sunday at 7:30 p.m. at the Pablo, Remembering Bobby V. And we want to give you two tickets to it. If you can answer our trivia at 715-723-2555, 723-2555. If you have not won from us in the past 30 days, let's dive right into the question. Doing this activity is good for your health. Doing what activity is good for your health? 715-723-2555 for the chance to win two tickets to Sunday night's concert at the Pablo, Remembering Bobby V. You're going to love that music from the 50s and 60s, that golden age of songs. Doing what activity is good for your health? 715-723-2555. It's Tuesday trivia here in the Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB.
All right, a little different prize this morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Owen from Altoona.
Hey, Owen, you've been wanting to go to this concert?
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Go for it.
Sure. All right, maybe take your mom.
Yeah.
Owen, what do you think? Doing what activity is good for your health, Owen from Altoona?
Taking a walk.
Taking a walk. Is it taking a walk? It's not, but Owen, that is good for your health, just not what we're looking for.
Right, that's exactly.
So, call us back, bud.
723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry.
I'm going to say jump roping.
Is it jump roping?
Well, of course, you're in Bloomer, the jump rope capital of the world. Is that
correct?
No, it's not.
But we've heard from Altoona now, Bloomer, so now we need to hear from Cameron, Cadott, Chippewa Falls, or something like that to continue the ABC.
There here. We go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mike from La Crosse.
Hey, Mike.
I'm going to say jogging.
You're going to say jogging. We had taking a walk. We had jump roping. Is it jogging? Doing what activity is good for your health? Is it jogging or jogging?
No.
It's not. Thank you, Mike.
Sorry, Mike.
Call us back. Always good to hear from the Cooley region at 93.7 FM.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm Hunter Briggs. I'm calling from Medford, Wisconsin.
Yeah, Hunter.
From Medford. All right. What do you think, Hunter?
Is it sleeping?
Is it sleeping? And, is it just, sleeping more, getting more sleep? Because we tend not to sleep nearly as much as we should.
Clearly, that is good for your health, but that is not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Hunter. Call us back from Medford. Doing what activity? Doing this activity is good for your health.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jeff. I'm calling from Thorpe.
Hey, Jeff, what do you think?
Bouncing on a trampoline.
Bouncing on a trampoline.
Boy, my kids love doing that. Thank you to Carl and Lisa Kundle for the free trampoline we got for many years of good use, but that is not what we are looking for.
Good to hear from Thorpe, Cardinal Country there.
Hi, WWIB.
Hi.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Courtney from Race Lake.
Hey, Courtney.
Hey, is it laughing?
Is it laughing? Is laughing good for your health? I would say that it is. Is it what we are looking for?
You know, actually, I'm going to say Norman Cousins wrote the book Anatomy of an Illness, which says just that, that laughing is good for your health, but that's not what we're looking for.
The best medicine, some would say.
Yeah.
Thank you, Courtney from Rice Lake. Call back 715-723-2555. Doing what activity is good for your health for two tickets to the Bobby V concert, the Remembering Bobby V concert at the Pablo this Sunday evening.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Lloyd from Eau Claire.
Hey, Lloyd.
Hey, Lloyd.
So I'm thinking the treadmill.
The treadmill. Do you go on the treadmill, Lloyd?
Not often enough.
All right.
I'm planning to tonight. That's my evening plans. Is that what we're looking for?
Good night.
Lloyd, that is not what we're looking for, but thanks for calling. Good to hear from you, friend.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Hi, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Linda Chippewa.
Hey, Linda. What do you think?
I'm going to say fasting.
You're going to say fasting. Fasting, I know some people do like the intermittent fasting and such. Is it fasting?
It's a good spiritual discipline, but not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Linda. Okay. Doing what activity is good for your health for two tickets to the Remembering Bobby V concert this Sunday evening at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. You're going to love it.
All right. Two or three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is JoJo from Jump River.
JoJo, what do you think?
Is it dancing?
Is it dancing?
Dancing. Good for your health. Could that be? We got Stephen Curtis Chapman, Lord of the Dance. Could that be it? That's not it.
But JoJo from Jump River, again, that's just a wonderful alliterated name.
It's just great. We're just all over that.
Good to hear from you, JoJo.
Two more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clayton from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Clayton.
What do you think, Clayton?
I'm going to say reading.
Is it reading? Is reading good for your health? You know how big a proponents we are of reading on this show.
We love it. But it's not it.
Not what we're looking for this time. All of these things, I think, are good for you, but just not what we're looking for specifically.
The last guest before 8, and then we'll push it off till 8:45. What do you think? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. Katrina from Cameron. And is it just simply standing?
Is it standing?
Could standing be...
Rather than sitting around? Sure.
Standing room only? Is that better for your health than sitting? Probably is, but sorry. We just had alliteration on three straight colors.
I know. Wasn't that great? I just love it. Yeah, JoJo from Jump River, Clayton from Chippewa Falls, Katrina from Cameron. So
we're going to limit it to you guys.
That was just great. You may only call in if your name is Loretta. No.
Caleb from Chippewa Falls, right? Like, I'm disqualified. Mark from Eau Claire. All right. Well, we've been enjoying lots of Stephen Curtis Chapman songs this morning by request ahead of his February 22nd concert at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. And he's on the WIP listener line this morning. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Good. Mark and Caleb here from the WIP Wake Up Show.
Good to have you with us. Despite our inability to figure out our phone system, we did get you successfully on the air. And we're sure looking forward to having you join us at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire Thursday evening, February 22nd. It's been a bit since you've been here in the area, and we just can't wait.
Yeah. Well, thank you, guys. I am very, very excited that I'm going to get to bring my still tour to see you guys. It's been a special season just the word still, the whole, you know, everything that's implied in that. For a lot of people who maybe know my music through the years or know bits and pieces, I've had so many people say, you know, different songs of mine just because you guys have been very gracious and kind to play my music on the radio for many years, and people have listened to the all the way back to the albums and the cassette tapes and the CDs and streaming and all of the different formats. I didn't go as far back as 8-track tapes, but everything else, I've pretty much made music in that format. And but I've just, you know, I've had so many, as a result, so many songs that have been a part of the journey for so many people. And I love to hear those stories. And I love the concerts giving me an opportunity and us, you know, kind of as friends, the opportunity to just remember and not just where we've been, as I love to say, but where we're going. And that's the best thing about the music y'all play and what I get to sing, is it reminds us we're not home yet, and it reminds us to keep, you know, to not lose heart and dive in and saddle up our horses and all those.
We're hearing all those songs that were number ones.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, sir. I'll sing all of them, as many as I can squeeze in.
Well, we'll talk more about the concert in just a few moments. But again, we like to play a little bit of a game if you're up for it. Stephen Curtis Chapman joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show. And we call this rapid fire. So what we do is we put 60 seconds on a clock and we try to ask as many simple get to know you questions as we can in 1 minute. All of these can be answered in a few words or less. Are you up for that?
Well, yes, I will try. Now, if you, anybody that knows me says Stephen Curtis Chapman can't hardly say his name in 1 minute because I like to tell long stories, but I'll do my best.
All right, sounds good. So 60 seconds on the clock. This is Rapid Fire with Stephen Curtis Chapman starting now. What is your favorite outdoor activity?
I love fishing.
What's your least favorite household chore?
I guess I'm going to say mopping the floor.
If you had a day off, what's the first thing you'd do?
I would ask my wife, what are we going to do on the day off? Because I love just hanging out with her.
Do you prefer 20 degrees below zero or 90 degrees and humid?
Oh, I'd definitely go 90 degrees and humid.
Other than your home, what's your favorite state in the U.S.?
Tricky. Probably Kentucky.
All right, there you
go. Good memories.
Have you ever cried during a movie?
Oh, yeah. Every one of them, pretty much.
And two more bonus questions because Havel always wants to know this. Does pineapple belong on pizza?
I'm going to go with yes.
Yes!
I'm a Hawaiian pizza guy lover. Yes.
There you go. And one final related to dessert. If you are given a bowl of ice cream and can choose three toppings, what toppings would those be, Stephen Curtis Chapman?
It would be Reese's peanut butter cups and more Reese's peanut butter cups and then crunch up some Reese's peanut butter cups.
You're just with the heartbeat of this show with the Reese's and the pineapple on pizza.
We totally love that as well. Stephen, you've been a personal favorite of mine. You're on, no pressure, but you're on my spiritual Mount Rushmore with the likes of Larry Crabb and Stuart and Jill Briscoe. But no pressure, okay? No pressure.
Oh, man. Well, that's some pretty good company, and thank you, brother. I don't know that I'm sure I don't deserve to be there, but I am honored and Do I look okay? Did my face come out all right?
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, it turned out real well. I got to ask
you,
there was a really inspiring one. Your Still project was a giveaway from WIB Incorporated, and we featured it a whole month. And one of the songs, Unfixables, one Friday morning, Caleb read the lyrics and played the song. And it was very impactful. We got a message from a listener who talked about how it really moved her. Can you talk about that particular song? Because that was really, that's a really powerful one that a lot of folks are probably not familiar with yet.
Yeah, well, thank you. And, you know, it's really interesting that I've had a lot of people resonate with that song in particular, and it's just a cut, you know, a deep cut, as they would say. But that tells me something very encouraging about my own journey, and I think it's one of the things music does for us is it tells us we're not alone. It reminds us, you know, that we have others in the same boat and on the same journey with us. And that song, I've carried that kind of title, and I don't even know, I think I made up a word, you know, unfixables. You know, there's people talk about things are unfixable, but I said, actually, when I was writing my book, I wrote a book a few years ago called Between Heaven and the Real World, and it was a book just telling my story of kind of my life and my journey.
My wife
and I really...
It. Yep.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to actually call the book Unfixables, and that was my title because what I realized in telling my story and just writing it down, I realized so many places in my life, I'm a fixer, and I think at some point we all are, and especially guys tend to be, you know, you see a problem, my wife presents a problem, you know, or life does in general. It's like, all right, well, I got to fix that. And probably a lot of my songwriting has come from just that of how can I try to fix things. But as you live more life and experience things in your life, you begin to realize there are a lot of things that this side of heaven are not going to be fixed. And what do you do with that? And particularly, you know, in my life, I think through just so many things and really the ultimate unfixable for those who know our story. And I share it in my book is the loss of our youngest daughter. You know, one of those things that we will you know, we will walk with a limp, you know, all the way through our journey, because that's never going to be, it's like an amputation, a missing part of you that is never going to be able to fix that. And, but any, even in relationships, in my marriage, Mary Beth and I, like, go to all the conferences and read the books, but there are certain things that are just, you know, are going to be broken this side of heaven. And how do we, what do we do with that? And, you know, and as I say in the song, growing up, you know, singing songs in church that were very true, but I, if you interpret them a certain way, you think, man, if I just pray hard enough, trust God enough, these things are all going to kind of, it's all going to line up and it's all going to, you know, feel fixed this side of heaven. But all of scripture points to the fact that, you know, that in this world you will have trouble. Take heart, I've overcome the world. Put your hope in me, not in fixing things this side of heaven. And so that was just a real truth for me that I have wrestled, and to be honest, I continue to wrestle with. But it's what I find, and one of the reasons I want to write the song is throughout my life, the places that I would call unfixables is really where I've encountered and experienced God in the most tangible, profound ways. And I think that's probably the case for all of us. It's those places that we just ultimately have to say, God, I have got to trust you because I can't figure this out. I can't fix this. I can't make this right. I'm going to have to fully just trust you that you are working in all of these things. And it's just been a life message for me. I'm still learning it. Probably will be. I'm sure I will be until the day I see Jesus' face. But man, I'm thankful to know that message is encouraging people and connecting.
I love the line from that song, "We drop our anchor deep again in all that you have promised." I know Stephen Curtis Chapman joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show. We can't keep you forever as much as we'd love to talk. But again, February 22nd, we're looking forward to that show at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. Tickets available at WWIB.com. Can you give people just a little synopsis of what they can expect if they've come to a Stephen Curtis Chapman concert before, if they haven't, what they can expect that night when you join us here in Eau Claire?
Yeah, for sure. Well, obviously, lots of music, you know, starting from the beginning, trying to, you know, take a journey, a great adventure, if you will. We'll saddle up and take a great adventure together through a lot of years and memories and music, and got some great musicians that are with me that are really world-class players. It's fun to just play great music and give people an evening of really, really great music and all that. And yet, you know, under all of it is just the stories and the heart of hopefully people, you know, will come and, you know, we'll laugh together and remember together. You know, I've got some fun stories, video, you know, all the visuals and the production things that kind of remind people of different parts of our journey together. But, you know, ultimately, as I said earlier, it's like remembering not just where we've been, but where we're going, and really celebrating that and trying to come to a fresh place, even in this concert, of just, man, it was great music. It was so fun. I loved, you know, I cried along with Cinderella and sang along with, you know, and diving in and all of that. But when people leave, my really hope and greatest hope and prayer is that people will be just encouraged and reminded, man, God is good. He's faithful. We are, you know, we're on this journey together. We're not alone. And really be encouraged by that, because we just need that, I think, now as much as we ever have.
Hmm. It is a great adventure of God's grace, but it is also, as you sing, a long way home too, right? So,
amen. Yes.
Thanks so much for being our guest this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Thank you, guys. Great talking with you, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Can't wait. Thanks.
There he goes, Stephen Curtis Chapman, February 22nd, Pablo Center in Eau Claire. Get those tickets, WWIB.com, under the events tab, or just look for Stephen Curtis Chapman's smiling face in the middle of the page.
Here's that song we were talking about, Unfixables. I never knew that. He was thinking about calling the book that. What do you know? Maybe made up a word, but, you know, I think it hits home with folks. All right, it is Tuesday Trivia, round two in the WIB Wake Up Show. Usually, Caleb, by this time, it's round three.
Yes, we enjoyed our conversation with Stephen Curtis Chapman, again, coming live to the Pablo Center, Eau Claire, February 22nd. You can hear that if you missed it under the podcast section at WWIB.com later on this morning. But we've got another great concert coming this Sunday, Remembering Bobby V. Of course, a great musical legend. And so a tribute concert to him from family members and friends. And that'll be this Sunday evening at the Pablo Center. A great pre-Valentine's Day concert. And we want to give you and a friend or you and your sweetheart two tickets if you can answer our trivia at 715-723-2555. We stumped a lot of folks earlier, but maybe this will be the time that we get this figured out. The question is simple. Doing this activity is good for your health. Doing what activity is good for your health? And you're saying, Caleb and Mark, that's ambiguous. Uh-huh. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Because then you can't Google it.
We had a lot of good guesses, some of which were.
We heard these are all incorrect. It's not taking a walk, not jumping rope, not jogging, sleeping, bouncing on a trampoline, laughing, going on a treadmill. It's not fasting. It's not dancing. It's not reading. It's not standing. But what could it be? Doing what activity is good for your health?
All right, 715-723-2555. We've got a caller already. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
All right, Sherry, you want those tickets?
I'm going to say doing yard work.
Doing yard work.
Boy, it is good to do that. And obviously, it does help you, but that is not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Sherry. Good to hear from Blackhawk Country. 715-723-2555. Where will we hear from next?
Find out nobody right away, but we're jumping on it. I think this is Linda. Hi, Linda. All right. All right, go ahead.
I think it's singing. Singing.
Singing.
Is it singing? Is singing good for your health? And I would say so. Sure, sure. But is that what we're looking for?
We've got certain family members around the house who are much more prone to sing freely than others. Could that be it? No.
Not what we're looking for.
I've just learned the tickets that we're giving away for free range in value anywhere from $27 to $58 for this concert Sunday night at the Pablo Center. So
great value and a great date night. We want to set it up for you again, remembering Bobby V this Sunday evening at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. Two tickets yours if you can be the first to answer this correctly. 715-723-2555. Doing this activity, doing what activity is good for your health? Guess an activity. 715-723-2555.
I believe it's Derek. Hi, Derek. Where are you calling from?
Eau Claire.
All right. What's your guess here?
I'm going to say laughing.
Laughing. That was guessed. So yeah, go ahead. Bonus guess time, Derek.
Drinking water.
Drinking water. Very good for you.
Yeah, you hear about it all the time. You should drink, half your weight in ounces of water. Is that what it is? Not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Derek from Eau Claire. Call us back, 715-723-2555 for two tickets to the Remembering Bobby V wonderful tribute concert this Sunday evening at the Pablo Center.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
All right, Linda.
What do you think?
I'm going to say listening to music.
Listening to music.
All right. Could that be it? That is not it.
Thank you, Linda. 715-723-2555. Doing what activity? Doing this activity is good for your health.
723-2555 to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Lori from Eau Claire.
Hi, Lori. What do you think?
I think it's praying. It is praying.
Is it praying?
Boy, that is good for your health. I think that has been proven and shown in studies, but that is not what we're looking for, Lori. Sorry.
Thank you for calling. 715-723-2555. We want to give you those two tickets.
We can hear you.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sarah from Ladysmith.
Hey, Sarah.
I would say hugging.
Is it hugging?
Mm-hmm. And that was, of course, part of our answer here recently to a question. Hugging a tree, actually. But is that it? That is not it.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you. Good to hear from Russ County. Sarah from Ladysmith. Doing what activity? Doing this activity is good for your health.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? I should put you up, the slider. Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from again?
Hi, this is Rebecca from Kennan.
All right, Rebecca.
What do you think?
Is it breathing?
Breathing. Breathing.
You can't live without it.
That is very true. That's very true.
It certainly does improve your health, but that is not what we're looking for.
Good to hear from Kennan this morning. Doing what activity is good for your health?
Couple more guesses. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aaron from Eau Claire.
Hey, Aaron.
Is it getting some sunlight, just some sun?
That fits in with January vitamin D, and that is not what we're looking for.
Good guess, though, Aaron. 715-723-2555. Will we get a winner on Tuesday trivia, or does this become Wednesday?
This is the last guess.
Last guess. All right.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Tina, and I'm from Rice Lake.
All right, Tina, what do you think?
Win it for Rice Lake, Tina.
I may have missed some clues. Were there already some clues given?
Nope. Sorry. Okay. No clues.
Is it praying?
Praying was already guessed. You can have a bonus guess, Tina. You can have a bonus guess.
Okay. Anything
else coming to mind?
Is it walking?
Is it walking? I believe that was guessed as well. Mm-hmm. That was guessed as well. Do you want one final bonus guess? We'll give you one more chance at a bonus guess here, Tina from Rice Lake.
Okay. Is it drinking water?
It actually was guessed.
You just struck out.
Oh, great job, Tina. Hey, we're going to bring this back after 7:15 a.m. tomorrow morning. So, we'll regale you with the incorrect answers. We'll give you another shot to win the concerts for Remembering Bobby V, that tribute concert, wonderful show from, again, that golden age of music this Sunday evening at the Pablo Center. If you don't win, get your tickets.